On this episode of the Digital Bath Podcast, we talk about our worst nightmares. Literally. Welcome, everybody, to the Digital Bath Podcast. Tonight, we're talking about nightmares and paralysis demons, right, Dakota?
Spooky shit.
Yeah. Paralysis
and
demons?
PDs. Yeah.
Multiple demons PDs. And paralysis.
And that to my farthest left is Dakota. That
hi.
Guy.
Dakota, the paralysis demon?
Hi.
He might as well be.
I'll see you tonight.
He lives That's in DB, my, not PD.
He lives in my nightmares. He's terrifying.
I moved in. I don't pay rent.
It's true.
He lives so in my dreams.
And then next to him, to my immediate left, Jesse, Asriel Weaver.
Asriel Weaver. I'm here to take your dweems.
And make them into a sweater.
I'll just make a dweem catcher.
Why do we talk like...
Come here, bitch.
You're like,
oh, now we're Mike Tyson.
Now Kith. And to my right is the rowdy one in the bunch here.
Rowdy
Chris.
Howdy, time to get rowdy.
Yes, rowdy Chris Ranch Ripper.
Ooh. That sounds nice. Yeah. I'm just going to go by Ripper.
Ripper?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
What's up? How about like Rip? What
Rip
up, Rip?
Taylor.
It's like cooler than like any cool name that you could come up with for yourself, like Jax. It's cooler than that.
Hey, Jax, hey. If you're listening, fuck you.
Hey, don't,
anyway,
don't forget to bleep those out.
I already did in my head.
What did we bleep out?
We always bleep out when we say the name Jax.
Why do we bleep it out?
Because we don't want to give him any satisfaction.
Oh. Do you know he came in this? Did I tell him about?
Yes.
And I ran and hid in the back because I didn't know what to do.
Yes.
I feel like that couldn't
40
have been
year him. Old man afraid of
another
him.
40 year old man.
Well, yikes. Let's go ahead, clink our drinks, Chris, in this episode.
Ugh. I'm drinking pickle juice.
Yes, he's drinking
for
a
Chris.
Fucking pickle.
Shiner Straight Shooter
Hard Pickle Cider.
Hard Pickle Ugh. Seltzer. It's better than it should be.
It's not as bad as I thought.
It's better.
It was going to
it's
be.
It's better than the Sonic
pickle drink.
The pickle shit. What's the icy pickle slush? Because it had
don't
a
call
slush.
Me that.
It was that was my name in high school. Pickle slush.
That's gross.
Chris, why don't we start off with you tonight? Nightmares, man. Paralysis
when I, when
demon,
I,
something.
When I was a kid. I used to always hear from people that you can't die in your dreams. So my dreams made it a point to like kill me often. And one of my dreams was jumping off of like a cliff and then hitting the rocks and waking up with like splayed out in my bed with my head to one side and being like, oh, fuck, I'm dead. And then I'd open my eyes and be like, oh, it's just my fucking bedroom. And I was fine. I didn't have the paralysis thing. But then also... I had a dream one time where I was being chased by a very big dog. Have I told you about this one?
I don't think so.
It was kind of like a Rottweiler-y, German Shepherd-y, brown
Cujo.
And tan and black kind of dog.
Yeah, Cujo.
Like,
yep.
Like a big dog.
Cujo's a Saint Bernard.
And he was chasing
he is a
me.
Saint.
And I lived in Carbondale at the time. And
that,
my
that
dream
is a nightmare.
That, yeah, right.
Shout out to Carbondale.
All the meth.
Don't shoot. Don't shout them out.
But I was running to my house, and I made it into my yard, and I looked back, and it was kind of like a Dying Light thing where you like look back and you can see, like, I was like, I'm not going to fucking make it. And I made it to my door and grabbed my door, and as I turned around, the dog, like, slow-mo and grabbed my neck. And then in my dream, my vision went into my body, and I saw my circulatory system slow and then stop. Like, the last thing to stop was my heart. And
like
I was
an x-ray?
I was like, yeah. It was like an X-ray move from Mortal Kombat. But this was, I was a kid. Like, I had no Mortal Kombat reference. But
you
I just remember.
Predate Mortal Kombat.
Right? X-ray moves. Rottweiler wins. Fatality. Yeah, that was really terrifying as a child. Because and I don't have a fear of dogs. I love dogs.
Were you ever actually attacked by a dog?
I mean, was I attacked by a dog where I didn't deserve it? Probably not. I would mess with dogs. Like, not like, I wasn't like fighting dogs, but I would go up to dogs with no fear and then be like, oh, yeah, you got to respect a dog that doesn't know you because they do that shit. And it didn't happen a lot or anything. I wasn't like randomly like, hey, let's go fight a dog today. But there was a couple times when I was a kid where I got bit by a dog, and I always was like, oh shit, I deserve that, because I should have presented my fist or my elbow or whatever.
Your ass.
Yeah.
Presented.
Ass. You know.
Your ass.
I should have came to the dog more calmly, less energetic.
His ass.
You know, because even a dog wagging its tail doesn't mean that it likes you. It means it might be excited to fucking bite you, which has happened to me a couple times.
I was attacked by a Rottweiler a long time ago. That was fun.
I've been attacked by a Rottweiler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
it might be the same Rottweiler.
Turned out the Rottweiler had rabies.
Oh.
They put it down. Luckily, I didn't get rabies. Thank God.
You got to thank somebody.
Yeah. I thanked them already.
Good job.
Love you, old man.
Yeah. The Lord had other plans for you. COVID.
Yeah.
Woof.
Hey, survive that too.
Woof.
Two-time world champ.
Woof.
It's kind of rough.
But now I might have cancer. Anyway, Dakota, what about you?
I wasn't done. Had one.
Okay, Chris.
Most recently, the most scariest dream I had recently, right? Uh-huh. I'm riding in a vehicle with my father, my biological father, and we're driving to St. Louis to get an H2. A Hummer.
I was like, a Hummer?
A Hummer 2.
Okay.
Not an H3.
Because I
convinced him that those are just glorified small trucks.
Do they still make H2s?
They don't make anything. But this was a used one.
Oh, yeah. Hummer is gone.
Yeah.
They gone.
The H3 was literally like an S10 body. Or I'm sorry, a small Hummer body on an S10 pickup truck. The Chevy S10 small
Galaxy
truck.
Galaxy S.
Jesus Christ, guys. Come on.
Ford 150.
That's a fucking Ford Ranger.
No. F-22 Raptor.
You know what a Ford Ranger is?
No.
Fuck. Do you know?
Yes, it's a truck.
Ford Ranger, small truck.
Yes.
Chevy S10, small truck.
Okay.
Correct. Hummer H3.
Bigger, small truck.
Small. Based on the Chevy S10
I'm
body.
Pretty sure Hummers are based off Humvees. That's
right.
Military.
Go look up the H3. It's not at
I'm
all.
Not going
it's a
to.
Very small civilian vehicle. It's not based. It just has a grill that looks like Hummer-esque. It's a piece of dog shit. Anyway, I'd
keep
convinced,
telling me about this car.
I had convinced my father that that was the case with the H3. And he was like, well, we got to drive to St. Louis to get an H2 Hummer. And I'm
Makes
like, fucking, I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
So we're driving and we hit this bump.
Why do you keep going to shitty places in your dreams?
I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. We hit this bump, right? And I fly out of the car.
Cardinals.
Nick
I fly
was like,
out of the car.
Shut up.
I hit this bump and I fly out of the car. My dad is fine. I'm not wearing a seatbelt for some reason. There's a sunroof. I fly out of the car and get to the fucking arch.
How's this a nightmare?
Yeah, it's not over. This is the first bump, okay? I come back down, float down. Somehow I can defy gravity, float back down into the car. And I'm like, what the fuck, Dad? He's like, I don't know. This car's weird. So we go a little further. We hit a second, larger bump.
Mm.
I fly into the goddamn stratosphere.
Were you terrified?
Yes. I was going into the vacuum of space. I was sure I was going to die. But for some reason, then it was like, what's the movie with Ace Ventura?
It.
No. The dude from Ace Ventura.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. Where
Batman
the world
Forever.
Is fake.
Batman Forever.
Oh, Truman Show?
It was Truman Show, right?
Jesse.
All of a sudden.
What the fuck?
I was just going to say whatever movie
Riddler.
I wanted.
Yeah, so then he was in the
Riddler
too. But then he was also in the Truman Show, which is thank you for helping me out instead of being an asshole.
You're welcome.
The Ed Show.
Truman Show. Back on topic here. I'm trying to keep it.
You're trying to keep us on topic.
Yeah.
Actually, yes, he is this time.
I'm trying desperately. So we hit a second bump. I go into the stratosphere. But then it ends up being like the Truman Show where the whole world is fucking fake.
And you hit a wall.
And no. I caught a piece of scaffolding, but it was really cold.
Yeah?
Because it was like the vacuum of space.
So you're just holding on to it?
I was holding on to the scaffolding.
You're terrified?
And I can see my dad because that's how far good my sight is.
But it was fake space.
I mean, you could see the moon, so it makes sense.
But it was fake space, but it was real cold because it had to be realistic.
Fake space, but real cold.
The vacuum of space is very cold.
Keep going.
We assume.
I'm dying hanging on to the scaffolding, and my dad's just driving a fucking... somewhere in St. Louis to look at an H2, and I'm just hanging on for dear life, and I can see my dad driving away, and he's like, oh, well. And I was like, well, you just let me die out here.
So was your nightmare that you were going to die in the vacuum of space, or that your dad was abandoning you?
Or that you were going to fall
and
die?
I think we are talking about the same thing.
Damn, metaphors.
I was left
metaphors.
Out in the cold in the vacuum of space to die because my father left me.
GTA 4, as long as you land in water, you'll be fine.
That's true.
Well, the first time I went all the way up to the top of the arch and landed back in the car, I thought it was going to be okay. But for some reason, the second time, I could not
let go.
Did
you let go?
I didn't.
You woke up?
I woke up before I froze to death. But I was like, you fucking ass. Why would you just keep driving?
Do you guys ever not remember dreams at first and then like something later in the day makes you remember your dreams?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had it both ways to where I don't remember. Then something just like triggers and I'm like, oh, wait, I had that weird ass dream last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'll remember everything in the morning. And then like 10 minutes later, I'm like, what the fuck was I dreaming about?
Yeah. Dream diary. Dream diaries are fucking cool as shit. Because you just, even if you have just the recorder on your phone, just talk about what happened in your dream and then later listen to it and you'll be like, what? That's insane. Mm-hmm. But if you do it right when you wake up, when the dream is fresh, you have some really cool shit. Like my father abandoning me.
Did he actually abandon you?
I mean,
at heart.
Look, he might be listening. So yes. Yes, he did.
He fucking did. You fucking did.
Hi, Chris's dad.
KD.
So that's your dream, huh? That's your scariest nightmare?
Of recent? I would say the scariest nightmare I've ever had was probably the Rottweiler chasing me and watching myself die from the inside.
I would understand. I mean, I do understand. Sorry.
Hitting the rocks was a reoccurring dream. Yeah. Like, that kept happening.
Damn. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Mine's a fucked up place. Okay.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I'm looking at you, Dakota. You tell me. What's your sleep paralysis demon?
So, like, before I get there, I've had this recurring thing for, like, as long as I can remember, where, like, I'll have a gun in a dream, and I can't, the trigger doesn't do anything.
That's a It's a common thing in dreams. You can't use weapons
and
like
I
you should.
And I can't hit anyone.
Yep. You cannot.
Yeah, it's like.
Yes.
You cannot. It's like slow-mo. Every
Why?
Time you try to.
Because your body is violence. Keeping your body is keeping you asleep. And so you don't move your muscles.
Oh,
and
that, otherwise I would actually hit or shoot someone.
Yes. Damn, well, I don't know if you fell asleep with a gun in your hand.
I sleep about a foot from a gun.
Is it like
you
loaded?
Probably move that
it's cocked
ready
and ready
to rock. Thank God you can't operate a gun in your dreams,
bro. If he had what was it? REM. It's something to do with REM sleep.
Sleepwalking.
Like, lack of REM and. He couldn't, like, help but get up and sleepwalk and do that shit. That'd be freaky. REM sleep, rapid eye movement. It's a type of sleep where it keeps your body from... This is usually when you dream. It keeps your body from getting up and doing the things you're dreaming about. People who sleepwalk have lack of REM sleep. So their brain doesn't trigger the REM cycle. So they will actually get up and, like, light cigarettes and start smoking and...
Turn the oven on, start cooking,
but they're
stab their sister.
The
well, I was going to say, has there ever been like a validated case of someone like doing something really horrendous while sleepwalking?
100%.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There have been murder cases.
Like drowning children and shit?
Well, yep. I don't
There's been murder cases.
There's
yeah.
been...
They made a movie on that in like the 90s or something like that. They made a movie about that.
And that Space Jam? Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, there was a case of a man that killed his family and he used that as his defense. I don't remember if they, I think they still charged
like
him.
Some Amityville shit.
No, just that, you know, he was saying like I was dreaming, I didn't mean to do that, but I'm pretty sure he still went to jail for it. But
there was a dude who literally murdered
that's like his defense. You're like, bro, you dream about killing your fucking family,
that was
put you away anyway.
That was literally what like
they were like, that's still bad.
Yeah they were like, well, you're still going to jail.
There was a guy who got off on a murder of his wife because he was like, I have no
OJ?
recollection. He was like, he went in and confessed and he was like, I guess I did it, I don't remember it, I don't know how, I don't know when, where, I don't know, but she's dead. I was the only one in the house. I had to have done it. And they were going to put him away. And his sister came to his defense and was like, he used to get up, walk around, punch people, kick animals. Like, he was full on asleep. And we just had to corral him back into his room at night. And he had not done it for a long time. And they were like, yeah, I mean, this is a real thing. And he got his sentence reduced to like time served. And he was like, oh, sorry, I didn't know.
And that's my nightmare.
That you're going to get time served when you murder Amanda?
No, I'm not murdering anyone.
Your nightmare is that you can't throw a punch or shoot a gun in your
dream. Bro, that's the worst.
That's weird, right?
It is weird. It feels really weird. Running is the same thing when you're trying to run after somebody or run away, and you're like literally like running
that,
almost in place.
That's only happened to me once, and it was probably the earliest. So, getting on topic, that's probably one of the earliest nightmares. I don't have a lot of dreams, or at least I don't remember a lot of dreams. And I also went a really long time without having nightmares. But one of the first nightmares that I ever remember is there was literally like a witch doctor looking dude. And he was like, he like was carrying my sister away. And I tried to yell and nothing came out and I couldn't move. And it like, it was weird because there was also like the hypnosis swirl in the background. I don't know what I had been watching the day before, but and that like stuck with me for a really long time.
You're watching White Zombie or something.
Yeah, right. Probably because I grew up with my dad playing. Was that White Zombie that did the "For Fear That the Devil Would Chop Off My Head"?
Yes, I was also actually talking about the movie though.
Oh,
because they come back by voodoo.
Yeah. So, but that's the earliest time I remember. Not what I'm going to talk about though. So I really didn't have nightmares, and I still really don't. That's why I can remember something. I mean, that probably happened 20 years ago. But I did start to get sleep paralysis, and I don't know what caused it. I luckily haven't had it probably for at least 2 years now, but there was this point in time where I would, I started to find out that it happened if I woke up before I needed to get up for the day, and then when I would go back to sleep. So it wasn't something that happened in the middle of the night. It was only ever something where I've woken up for the day and then got back to sleep. So I don't know if maybe my brain, something's changed in my brain at that point, you know, or I'm triggering something. But the first time it happened, I was still living with my parents, and I was in my bedroom, and I remember I thought I was awake, but I couldn't open my eyes. And I just felt a presence in my bedroom. And I don't know what it was, but I felt like someone was on top of me, and they had, it felt like on both sides of my mattress where someone was kind of like in a push-up position over me.
Over you, yeah.
So, and I could feel both sides of that where it was pushing into my mattress. And then I heard what sounded like if someone was yelling far away, but it was right in my ear.
The Aphex Twin scream.
And it was
sick.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
I couldn't move. I was just aware that there was something happening.
Were you like, were you seeing your room?
Not the first time.
Okay.
But I still count this as a sleep paralysis demon, because like within the same week, the next thing happened. So, and this was, this just vividly, like I could feel my blanket laying on me. Like, so I felt physically there. I just couldn't open my eyes.
Okay.
So, but what I was seeing was just what you see when you close your eyes.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't, I had no visualization of what was going on, but I felt like I was feeling all the senses that you would feel just
aside
normally
sight,
laying in
like
bed.
Like all senses except for sight.
Yeah. Like I could feel my breathing. I could hear, like I said, you know, I could not open my eyes.
What did it smell like?
Death. No, I don't know. I don't remember smelling.
Like I heard all senses, and I was like, well, "What did he taste like? What did it smell like?"
Yeah, it
what
smelled like poopy.
Lick him
because Dakota shit his pants.
So that happened, and you know, I woke up, and it was probably one of the realest senses of dread I'd ever felt in my life, because I was incapable of helping myself, and I think that's what caused what one of the worst things about sleep paralysis. Is an inability to, you know, human beings innately, we want to survive.
Yeah,
right?
Your body goes into overdrive because your senses are like, do something, and you can't.
Right. So it was an inability to survive, basically. And so I woke up, and that ruined my day. I mean, that was the beginning. My whole day was ruined. And especially since, like I said, I don't have that many dreams or nightmares that I remember. So these kind of things are going to hit me even more. So fast forward to, it couldn't have been more than a week later. And it happened again. Now, this time when it happened, I was like, okay, the same thing's happening to you. You need to be able to move. But my eyes were open, or I could see. So I decided, I was like, okay, you know that you're sleeping. You need to wake yourself up. So I attempted to roll myself off of the bed. So I remember trying to roll to my left, and it took every ounce of energy that I could muster to move myself over. And I was finally able to roll. I was like, dude, just roll yourself off fall off the bed. Just wake up, you know?
For sure.
And I did it. And when I fell off the side of the bed, I pulled not the comforter, but the sheet over my head, and I looked up, and there was some mannequin-esque, faceless, just humanoid-shaped thing right in front of me, and I put my hand out, you know, just in reaction to it, and
That's when you woke up?
Like, and I woke up.
And it was gone?
And I was laying in bed, and my hand was in the air.
Yeah.
You'd fought through the muscle paralysis, too.
But I felt the impact of falling off my bed.
But you never did.
And I never did. But I woke up, and my arm was in the air, and I was in the exact position, and it was literally inches from my face. The only thing between us was the sheet over my head. So that was when I was like, oh, this is bad. And it got to the point where I was scared to go to sleep. And it's happened a couple times since then. There was another time, again, like within a month, it happened again. And I wake up. I'm not ready to get up yet. I go back to sleep. But at this point now, I'm not only scared to like try to fall back to sleep because I know what's going to happen. So it's just like ruining my sleep for like the next month. Well, I wake up, and this time it's the same thing, but it's just standing in the corner of my room.
What'd you name it?
I did not name it. And it, like, literally think of just like Slender Man. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it looked like. It wasn't wearing a suit or anything. It was just a white humanoid, like a person in a white,
Featureless figure.
Are those called morph suits or something?
Yeah.
They're just in an all-white morph suit, and they're just staring at me. And this time I couldn't move. And I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. And so after that, I didn't have it for a really long time. And then probably a year later, I was house sitting for someone, and I was staying in their guest room, and I was sleeping by myself, and I had it again. I woke up. I couldn't open my eyes at first, and then I was like, just sit up, Dakota. It's like, just sit up. You have to move somehow. And I sat up, and it was standing at the end of the bed, and it scared the fuck out of me. So luckily, and that was probably at least 3 years ago, I have not had it since, but nothing has terrified me more than rolling off my own bed, seeing something in front of my face, and then waking up in my bed.
I gotta say, I'm jealous.
That's pretty fucking creepy.
I wish I could give it the experience to you.
I know, but like people have these awesome experiences, and I'm like, man,
you know,
nothing's ever really scary.
And some people consider them awesome, and some people consider them terrifying and don't ever want that to happen to them ever.
Just, hey, wake up, go back to sleep, put on a little
makeup.
I
do that all the time. Every morning, Star goes to work, and I wake up, tell her goodbye, and I go back to sleep for a couple hours, and I wake up, and my dog's in my face, and I'm like, oh, great.
That's the best. And I would take that any day.
And the craziest thing is every time it's happened, there's been light in my room. Like, there's always light in the room because it happens at, like, 6 to 8 o'clock in the morning.
Has to do with your, something in your sleep cycle that makes it maybe you're trying to wake up too early.
Sure. And that could absolutely be it, you know, and it's, I try to think of something that my mind could be fixating on for what I'm seeing. I haven't ever had anything, you know. I don't have any kind of weird thing about Slender Man. I never bring up Slender Man or like have any weird thing with mannequins or anything, but my mind does.
We saw you at JCPenney's.
Okay, we're just going to take this because we took my dream and made it something. You're dreaming about hard men at this point. That's all I can think of. And there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe there's some latent.
You just said they're mannequin-like, not that they were mannequins. They were still people, like flesh.
He said they looked like a mannequin. Person,
but they're like morph suits, like,
but,
so they're
but
still
with even less feature. Yeah.
So they're still squishy
hard men.
So I've never really experienced consistent sleep paralysis demons like that. Like, I've had like one experience where I had something like that, and there's only one. It happened for like 2 seconds and it was gone. So that, though, I feel like in a lot of instances is even scarier than my fucked up dream that I had. Like,
do I need to seek help?
You'll
be fine. People have that shit happen to them all the time.
Yeah. In any of these instances, it's over like in, you know, less than a minute probably, but it feels like eternity.
Right.
You know, when it's happening.
That's terrifying.
Just
you
keep
never
recording
told me
them.
About that.
I feel like, I've told Jesse about it probably a couple times.
You never told me about that. That's crazy, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the worst one was that second one. I don't know. That first one, it felt like when it was on top of me. That was like, I was like, so the first time I thought it was cool, right? Because you don't see anything. I was just like, oh, that was crazy. That was kind of cool. And the second one was like, okay, I'm done. Nope, yep. I'm good. And then the
no
third,
more, please.
By the third one, I'm just like, can you leave, please? So, but yeah. And then when it goes away and then when it came back, I was house sitting for Sarah Scott.
Yeah.
And I was in that guest room in the basement, and I woke up. Ew. And it was just like,
that's a creepy room.
I know.
Yeah, that is a creepy room.
Right.
Was a creepy room.
And I stayed there by myself.
Was that before the carpet was pulled up and it was all weird?
Before, mm-hmm. Yeah, when everything looked real weird down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that was super weird.
Pop that tab.
And I ended up with the mattress.
Ooh, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Damn.
That was a good one. I mean, I ended up with the mattress that was in that room, which was awesome. It was a Sealy Optimum Gold, but but yeah, so it was, ugh.
Haunted wow. Mattress.
I like that story a lot. I'm going to deep dive into that.
You can have it.
Jesse.
Senpai.
Yours, you've said before, last year.
So yes, go back and listen to our Halloween episode if you want to hear my worst, I would say, experience through sleeping and dreams and nightmares. But I have several more.
Yeah.
Let me go back to my first nightmare I remember, because it's kind of comical now that I'm looking back. And I think I was 5
okay.
at the time. I had no fear of this character at all. In the context of this movie, this character's from.
If you say Shrek, I swear
no,
to God.
No, no. I was Shrek was not out when I was 5.
Get out of my swamp!
But I remember my room kind of had the same shading of Jabba's palace. You know how like you yeah. have the blinds and yes. like light shine through like that? So I had a dream that Jabba the Hutt trapped me inside my room. And I was screaming. I was crying. And I like tried to get around him, but he was so fat. I couldn't get out of the room. And he literally ate me.
Damn.
And I woke up. And,
what?
And I woke up and peed my bed. So that was one of the.
Who pissed your bed?
Yeah, because of Jabba the Hutt.
This was 5 years ago?
No, I was 5, asshole.
I'm pretty sure you said 5 years ago. I don't
oh,
I
shit.
Think we both
I'm
heard.
Pretty sure you said
Would
5 years
Would you say, though,
ago?
That Pizza the Hutt is actually way more terrifying?
Dude, Pizza the Hutt is more
Pizza
terrifying.
Pizza the Hutt is. Amazing, because I'd eat him.
So there you anyway. Go. That's my first nightmare. I remember.
I love it. Well, Jesse pissed himself.
I'll
okay.
piss myself. But I probably twice a week consistently go through sleep paralysis and either see things or hear things that
lucky son of
that
bitch.
Are non-existent. I hope. But I'll just kind of go off a few that that stick out to me that I go back and remember. The first one that I remember very well. Or at least one of the first ones is I was in my apartment at the time, and I remember I fell asleep looking at my ceiling, and out of nowhere my ceiling becomes like a windshield, like I'm driving, and as I'm driving my car crashes, but it's still like I'm in my room and my ceiling's just become this window. It literally has become like my room is the car.
It's dreams. It makes perfect
crazy,
sense
right?
at the time. Your brain's like, yep, this is real. This
and,
is real.
And as we crash, I go through the windshield and I'm suddenly in the ocean. And I freak out because that's like my worst
yeah,
fear
that, yeah,
ever.
You hate the ocean.
I hate it. And I literally like screamed in my dream and I screamed in real life. And it fucking scared Kelsey to no end. I was like, oh! And she's like,
don't
what? What? I was like, we're in the ocean. Shh, we're not in the ocean. We're okay. But it was crazy. I was like, I felt like I jumped from my room through the windshield into the ocean. Like it was
deep abyss ocean?
Like deep abyss.
Look,
did you, side note, did you ever have the dream where you were in a swimming pool and there's a shark in the water with you?
Oh, I just imagined that.
The dream or just
that's
imagine
just,
that shit?
I know, I just used
that's
to.
That's just my worst nightmare.
I used to, that was a dream that I used to have. Mm-hmm.
You had the dream?
Same.
Well, I had the thing, like, I'm in the pool and I'm like, you know, when all the adults get out, that's when they open the gates, and that's
that
when
weird fear.
That's when the sharks.
Yeah, I've had
that's,
that too.
Why do my grandparents have a pool that has sharks in it?
Because
I don't know. They're
Bond
weird
villains,
right? No, but I did want to say, any and all dreams that happen in your apartment where you used to live are subject to you getting a contact high. I feel like,
oh my god,
the neighbors
probably
creep through the vents,
smoked weed 24/7, like. The first time I went to your apartment, I was like, oh, and you're like, no. And I was like, oh,
I didn't start lucid dreaming slash having sleep paralysis until I was 18, 19, when my grandparents got a new house. And I was living with them for a couple years. Before that, I had never really had those issues. And it wasn't until they moved into that house that I started to have those issues. And one theory,
I was about the same age, actually, about maybe 19, 20 when it happened to me.
Yeah. One theory that Nick and I had about it is that it's a new home, it's a new build, new home, but there was always a lot of electric magnetic field around my bedroom, possibly because we had an unfinished basement. There's lots of loose wiring, and that shit you can get sick from. You can literally, like, you know, you can start to see things.
You can have physical, like, rashes and bumps on you from high electromagnetic frequencies. Like copper wire, exposed copper wiring can give off huge EMF readings, and you can get ill. Like, you can vomit. You can get, like, rashes and stuff on your skin. You can see things if you're hypersensitive, that type of stuff.
It also kind of messed with your
equilibrium.
Mm-hmm. And that was the number one thing that people felt odd about in my basement at the time. Everyone was like, dude, something feels off. Something's weird. So
I want to go back.
Yeah, right. It's
I've never been there. I don't know why I said go back.
It was an interesting place.
Maybe you have.
And that's one theory as to maybe what something affected my brain and that's what started it. But because it doesn't explain why when I went to the apartment, I started to still frequently have them. And now it's just become a part of my life. I literally have them probably twice a week. But the ones that always stick out are the ones that seem too real. Like, I remember, like, about a couple months ago, I started hearing this loud banging, and it just literally sounded like someone was banging on our front door, and then it sounded like someone was rummaging through our house, and I remember in my head, I knew I was asleep, but I was like, I need to wake up. Someone's in our house, and I've learned a technique that I can't move, but I can breathe really loudly through my nostrils, so I'll kind of lay there, and I'll start to go, and it's enough to wake Kelsey up. And so she will literally push me, and that's enough to wake me up.
Hmm.
So she does that all the time.
You've got an alarm in your nose.
I literally have, like, an alarm, yeah.
That's fucking smart as hell.
So
that is super smart.
Hill House, when the person that helped wake her up died.
Yes, that hit me really hard. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what I do if I'm by myself, because she's literally, like, my ability to wake up.
She saves you from Freddy Krueger
pretty much every night.
Crazy.
I've also tried to, like, scream, and it comes out as, like,
yep.
Yeah.
And like, she'll, like, know to wake me up with that. But most of the time I figured out my nose breathing is enough to, like, wake her up and she'll get me out of it. But I remember this time I literally went from 0 to 80. I kind of broke out of it, and I go, oh fuck, someone's in the house. And she woke up. She's like, what? And I'm like, someone's here. Did you hear that? She's like, no, I didn't hear anything. I literally thought people were rummaging through our house.
You got up and started, like,
oh yeah,
okay.
Oh yeah,
dude, it was crazy. I fucking bolted. I heard him, and I was like, oh shit, he knows I'm here, and I was gone. Man,
damn it, Chris, what are you
right
looking
through
for?
That window, close the screen.
He wanted some of the seltzers.
I left my seltzer here, man.
It's been tough for Chris lately. Yeah, lost the apartment.
I left my vape. It was a rough time.
But I have seen several beings, entities,
what do
creatures.
They look like to you?
The
kidney, lima,
pinto,
the weirdest or creepiest ones are the ones where Jesus Christ.
How did this become racist? We're talking about
Jesus
beans,
Christ.
And I'm offended somehow. I'm like, watch it, buddy. Jesus Christ.
Watch it, guy.
Hey, guy, I'm not your friend, buddy.
One of the worst ones probably is when I was kind of just staring off on the side of my bed, and it literally looked like just a woman with long hair.
Fuck that.
Was peeking over my bed. I just saw, like, her nose and her eyes and then the hair. And
you're not going to like my dream.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Here's the thing, right?
You want these experiences?
I want them. I want to be haunted.
I want to be haunted.
I'm not trying to sound like this, but I do. I want to be haunted. I want to have fucking nightmares.
You haven't been haunted or had nightmares?
No,
And the three of us all are like, we're deeply.
They're like, bro, it's terrifying. I'm like, oh, I'm sure it is. Yoink, yoink. I want to be possessed. Like, Star has a friend from work who's like, yeah, my daughter was possessed. And I'm like, I invite that shit. I'm doing a Nick. Bring it on. I invite that shit. I beg Satan to get inside me and rummage around in there. And
he doesn't want you.
The views of Chris do not encompass the views of the Digital Bath Podcast.
I'm talking
anyway,
about views of myself.
Anyway.
I want that shit.
Buddy, if
fucking
I could,
bullshit.
I'd give it to you.
I know.
So oftentimes it's like, I see women, I guess, strangely enough, a lot of times. I have seen, like, a silhouette of a person that was really tall and quite gangly.
Busty?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, what did the woman look like?
Pale. I couldn't really tell the color of her eyes, but it just pale with long, long hair.
Unblinking?
That's my jam.
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. Just kind of looking at me. I remember also you guys were at, you and Michelle were sleeping like downstairs for some reason, like on the sofa. I don't remember why. Maybe you were just hanging out because you might have been not living in town at that time.
Yeah, I think it was right before Planet Comic Con.
Probably.
Yeah.
And I remember like...
Or NakaCon. It was NakaCon. Yes. Because that was the year that you and Kelsey dressed up as Claire and...
Carlos.
Carlos, yeah. Yep.
And I remember like... For some reason, I was looking out kind of towards that main room area, and then there she was again, just kind of looking like from the foot of my bed instead of the side of my bed. So she's a little further away that time.
Sounds like my dream girl. Long hair, pale, so only has eyes for me. Yeah. I mean,
Jesse, would you agree that privacy is very important to you?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I feel like in a lot of instances you have, whether it be the one with Maggie or even with, I don't know if you're talking about, when the one where it looked like someone's staring outside of this room. I don't know if you're going to bring that one up, but it seems like people are staring at you.
Oh,
a
lot. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if it's like, feels like in someone's rummaging. Oh, if yeah, you have an invasion of maybe. Privacy.
Maybe. Yeah. I remember there's one time I fell asleep. I fell asleep right on the couch outside this room playing a game. And I must've dozed like staring at the screen and the pillar right there. Right. I was looking at it and literally it looked like our friend Joe was like halfway looking at me on the other side
Martinez?
Of the pillar.
Martinez?
No.
Joe
Jofus?
Yeah.
Those kind of dreams are creepier
literally gonna
than
try
anything
and make it
I've
a joke.
Got, so.
I was literally going to try and make it a joke and be like, you know what the invasion of privacy is? I think you're... Like, I was just going to keep going back to like a gay thing because it was funny. Like, I love gay people, but I was going to keep being shitty about it. And now that you're like, it was Joe, I'm like, oh, he is gay.
Yeah, I literally like was just looking straight ahead. And then I literally go, I kind of like break out of it for a second. Like, Joe? Like, why are you here? And no one was there, but I literally had to like get up off the couch and look around the pillar because I was like, Joe's in my house for some reason. Like, so it's a lot of, yeah, it is a lot of people looking at me, staring at me. There's also ones where people are screaming. Like the last one I had just like 6 days ago, it literally felt like the Maynard scream. You know how he screams for like a super long time? Mm-hmm. It literally, and I, for whatever reason, could like, it felt like something was coming. Like I was like, oh, here it comes. And like, I can't move, but it was just a scream.
You were just anticipating it.
Yeah.
The
it was
time,
a scream that kept getting closer. It felt like it came from the door to my house and it was coming through the hallway into my bedroom. And again, I had to breathe really loudly. And by the time it got to me, Kelsey kind of, you know,
do you get a sense of dread when all that happens?
I used to, when it first happened, now it feels like it goes away. Like as soon as I wake up, it almost like it drains me. Like I wake up and I'm like,
is your heart racing?
And it, oh yeah.
Or
and
breathing?
For a second. And then I can fall asleep almost immediately. Yeah. It fucking kills Kelsey. Cause she's like, what?
You just go back to sleep.
Yeah. And she's like, why did you? Okay. So like, I think my body's gotten used to the sudden rush of adrenaline. Cause I do feel it as I'm paralyzed.
It's happening.
But then like as I break out of it, I start to be like, okay, that was thing I've been doing for the last year and a half.
Basically you've made peace with it. You know what's happening.
Yeah.
And that's very powerful in that situation for your own psyche to be able to just understand.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I'm gonna go back to bed. And that's healthy as shit, dude. Good for you.
Yeah, because for me, honestly, I forgot, but talking about it, I remember that my heart rate was always increased and I was breathing really heavy every time I woke up. So like it was causing stress.
Do any of you guys ever wake up after it's never like a long sleep, but you like fall asleep somewhere where you aren't normally gonna sleep and you wake up and you're
confused?
No, like your heart's racing and you can feel your pulse through your body
naps.
And you're like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
yeah,
like you just wake up and you're like,
I guess I don't
am
know.
I dying?
Yes, when I nap, always happens
to
me.
I hate that. And it's not a dream. I don't wake you're up and like, I'm not scared. You're just like, oh, what the fuck?
So
why did I wake up?
There's real life answers for that. In most cases, you know, I'm not saying this is happening to everyone all the time, but it's usually because when you nap like that, your body is shutting down very fast and you're going through all stages of your sleep cycle in a much shorter period of time. So it goes through all of those and your heart rate and everything elevate to wake you back up.
Weird.
Yeah, it's a very weird thing. And that's just what it happens because your body's like, okay, I need to rest. Yeah. So you go into literally like a deep state of hibernation for like 30 minutes to an hour and you wake up and you're like, what the fuck?
Like a jolt.
Yeah, it jolts you up.
I get the falling. I get the falling dream.
Yeah, those are fun.
Have you guys ever, do you guys ever get the dreams where, like, you can fly, but, like, you kind of forget how, so you can jump really high and you kind of float for a little bit and you just land back on the ground?
No, really.
I get those all the time.
I had a series of dreams for a while where if I just flapped my arm like a bird, I started to fly.
Okay.
You can do that in real life.
So...
Bro, I okay. I was such a stupid ass
vanilla sky.
I was such a roof. Right. I was such a stupid ass child that like, and I had those dreams so often that I was like, I just keep forgetting that I can fly. I just gotta remember, guys, I can fly.
Damn, man.
So last, since it's spooky season, last thing that has happened. So one of the listeners of the podcast that we play Magic with, he goes, hey, I listened to that Mike Flanagan episode. It's crazy you go through that. And he's like, he told me about some instances of stuff getting knocked off the shelves, yada, yada, yada. This morning, strangely enough, no reason for, I haven't touched the shelves, have stuff over there. My Hunter figure, you know, from Resident Evil, completely off the shelf this morning. I was like,
your cats.
There's no way.
Why?
There's no way. It's the only thing that fell, and if they had knocked that over, everything else would have been knocked over on that shelf. Trust me. I'll show you how it fell. And it probably just fell because something got knocked like on the wall.
Sure,
and the book
did.
Knocked it over. Right. But I just thought it was hilarious that I was like, of course. Of course,
the
night
at home,
before.
I'm sorry,
it was sure Saturday morning. Because we played Magic on Friday. But yeah, I was like, weird. Very weird that it just, by circumstance, was the morning after we talk about shit getting knocked over.
Who was it?
Kyle.
KP. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was just funny.
I always hate it when I realize that there's a reason that those things happen. Like, I'm like, oh, it fell. That's spooky. And then I'm like, oh, it was a fucking draft from the goddamn heater. Fuck.
Except for the times where there is no explanation. I remember so it, like, runs in my family, too. Like, I don't know. Because my mom told me that her mom, my grandma, and my grandma's dad, my great-grandpa, in the same night had a dark silhouetted figure that they woke up to standing at the end of their bed. And my grandma was terrified of it, but my great-grandpa, I'm sorry, backwards. My great-grandpa thought it was like evil or something, but my grandma felt comforted by it for some reason. So maybe I just have a history of like, sleep paralysis shit in my family.
That'd be awesome.
Chris is like, just once, please.
So anyway, yeah, I just thought it was a creepy moment that just coincided with us just talking about shit getting bumped off the shelves, and then it happened to happen the next morning. It was fucking weird.
Happened to happen.
That is weird. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. I am going to talk about mine. However, mine is going to be quite a bit longer, so it's going to be its own episode. If you don't want to listen to me, then don't listen to the podcast. Then I hate you.
Whoa, he doesn't speak well of us.
Views.
Right.
Not views.
But no, it's going to be a real interesting one. It's very detailed, so appreciate you guys listening on this one. Please come back. We love you. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye.